we update a StoryCorps conversation from several years ago. In 2011, we heard retired Army Sergeant First Class Max Volz. He remembered his wife, Staff Sergeant Kim Volz. Both served in Iraq in Explosive Ordnance Disposal, the Army's elite bomb squad.
We deployed in 2003. We were in the same unit. And she ripped bombs apart by hand in Iraq just like I did. But she died on an incident that I sent her on. She was in a medically induced coma when I got to the hospital. The nurses were telling me to talk to her because they assured me that they had seen people come out of comas before and that they remembered hearing things that people said. I mean, what are you going to tell your wife who's dying? That you love her? And you don't want her to die. But I knew she was dead a long time before the doctors stopped working on her. You hold someone's hand and then it feels different. I got married to her when I was 25. Our plan was to retire from the Army. Now I'm 36 and I still don't have a plan. I am an Army widower. I don't think there's very many of us. And when I receive a condolence letter from a high-ranking government official that says, Mrs. Volz, we're sorry for the loss of your husband, it just makes it seem like nobody knows we exist.
Max Volz remembering his wife, Staff Sergeant Kim Volz, killed disarming an IED. Around the time he recorded that interview, Max turned to another bomb tech, Sergeant Mary Daig, for support. She lost both her arms in Iraq. They talked a lot during Max's lowest points, but only met face-to-face recently for this interview.
Why did you first contact me?
I was in a pretty dark spot at the time, and another bomb tech thought that talking to you would help, and it did.
I remember it took a while to get you to talk.
Yeah, then I wouldn't shut up.
I'm okay with that. I really just wanted to reach through the computer and hug you. Like, it's okay. Well, it's not okay, but it'll get better.
Yeah.
You do seem a lot happier.
I'm glad. I am. I mean, I'm always going to have the can't sleep and the nightmares. But basically, you have a gift of helping people who are depressed. Where does your attitude come from?
When I was young, I was very soft. I cried a lot. And right after high school, I was engaged. And his mom pulled me to the kitchen making dinner one day and was like, don't worry, Mary, I'm going to train you to be the perfect housewife. It scared the hell out of me. I was like, I joined the Army like a week later.
How were you injured? What happened?
We got a call for an IED that the Iraqi Army had picked up. So I got it in the truck and I laid it down in there. And it started to roll off and I went to grab it and it detonated. I could hear this woman screaming and screaming. And then I realized that it was me.
What kind of stuff do you have to deal with on a daily basis because of your injuries?
I'll tell you, the worst part is I've never really liked being the center of attention.
And now you got a big sign on your forehead.
Yeah. But I have quite the collection of t-shirts. They say things like, worst drummer ever. I have one that's got a big thumbs up and it says, some wrestling champion. I guess the way I look at it is, yeah, I lost my arms. And I'm mostly deaf. My face is scarred to f***. But all of that has led to some really amazing opportunities. And I've helped a lot of people. I don't know if I could lead a happier life now.
That's Mary Daig, who lost both her arms in Iraq, speaking with Max Volz. Find their conversation and others at StoryCorps on the podcast at iTunes and at NPR.org.